Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 4 to 6. As soon as I heard these words, I sat down and wept and mourned for days and continued fasting and praying before the God of heaven. And I said, O Lord God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments, let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer of your servant that I now pray before you day and night for the people of Israel, your servants, confessing the sins of the people of Israel, which we have sinned against you. Even I and my father's house have sinned. Nehemiah was a great example of a good leader. Not only was he able to identify and expose problems, but he was able to accept his responsibility, and most importantly, he always sought the Lord in prayer before he made a move. It is a well-known saying that when you are experiencing problems, you should get on your knees. That is exactly what Nehemiah did. When he got the solemn news of what was happening in the city of Jerusalem, he got on his face before God. Before he could do anything, Nehemiah knew that he had to pray. He also recognized the need for self-examination and repentance, and that should be our reaction as well. The first thing we should do is humble ourselves and pray to the God of heaven. Why is prayer so important? It is because in prayer we surrender and align our will with the will of God. And it is in prayer that God leads us and helps us to know what we are to do. Nehemiah prayed to the God of heaven, to our great and awesome covenant-keeping, promise-keeping God. And in 52 short days, the walls of Jerusalem were rebuilt. Perhaps today we need to come to God with a new humility, with willingness to confess, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. And then as we identify our need and accept responsibility, we may find ourselves in a position to hear from God in ways that we have not heard him in a long time. He is the God who answers prayers. Please join us next week.